song. I feel like that that song was very appropriate to go with what the Lord has put on our heart. Surely I feel sure this morning that all of us that are endeavoring to live for the Lord, wanting to have His own way with us, that's important. That's very important. And it seems like it's so hard sometimes for us to let Him have that. Because He has given us a will, the ability to choose. Appreciate your prayers today as we consider the question, can God trust you? We talk a lot sometimes about us having the faith to trust God. God has proven Himself time and time again. He's given us His Word, and He has stood by it, and He always will stand by His Word. I believe we can trust God, knowing that He will never fail us. But we find ourselves in different circumstances of life where we really don't understand God. And we have to trust Him regardless of whether we understand the circumstances that He has permitted us to be in or not. And in order to consider our question this morning, our little burden, I would like to consider Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I want to consider how that God called her, used her, and consider her faithfulness in trusting God. In all of our relationship with one another, trust is the major issue. Husbands and wives, in order for you to be able to have a successful home and a successful relationship, there's got to be an element of trust. Got to be able to trust one another. I probably told this story before, but my wife and I were down in Holly Hill, South Carolina, and there was an old brother there. He's long since gone on home now. But wife hadn't been there for a little while, and they hadn't seen her, and so we walked in their house, still standing, and he walked over to me and shook my hand, and then he walked over to my wife, and he looked at her. He was just looking her up and down, never said a word. Then he walked back over to me, and he said, "That's not the same woman you had with you the last time you was here." And I was shocked, dumbfounded. And I looked at my wife, and I didn't know what she was going to say or do. And she got a big smile on her face, and she looked at him, and she said, "No," she said, I trust my husband better than that. I know my husband better than that." She said, "He didn't bring no other woman down here with him." And the brother said, "Well, I tried to get you in the doghouse." And I said, "Brother, it's a little more serious than a doghouse here. Trust is a major issue, isn't it? And trust requires a track record. In other words, we prove ourselves to the Lord. We prove ourselves to one another because the Lord has surely proved Himself to us. So let's look at a couple of scriptures here about Mary. In the first chapter of Luke, in the 26th verse, read a little bit. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Have you ever wondered what was so special about Mary that God chose her? Of all the people there at that time and in that point in time, what was so special about Mary that God would choose her, to use her to bring her son, or his son, into the world? The Savior. It's quite a thought to me to think that God would be able to look down in this world and He would find someone that would please Him enough, that would satisfy Him enough that He could trust them with something so precious and so special as His only begotten Son. I don't think it was Mary's looks. She was a very young woman, we understand. I don't think it was because of the color or the texture of her hair or her stature, or her shape or figure. I don't think it was anything like that. I don't think it was because maybe she had fair skin. Or I don't believe it was even her personality that God was looking at. We read over there in the book of Samuel, God told him, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I believe it had something to do with her heart. I believe he recognized that in her heart she loved him, and he saw some qualities in her that he knew she was going to need down the path of her life in order to bear his son into the world. I believe that's what it was. And when the angel came, he said something special to her. And saints, it's encouraging to me this morning too. He said, Thou art highly favored among men. And I believe with all my heart, those of us that are saved and endeavoring to live for the Lord, we are highly favored this morning. God will pour out His blessings and His mercies and His goodness upon us. He will intervene for us. He will intercede for us. He will be there for us in time of trouble. All of His promises and all of His benefits belong to those that are highly favored among men. I've had people ask me, you probably have too, what makes you think you're so special or so different just because of what you believe and the faith that you have? Folks, it's because we are highly favored. God has highly favored His people. And the angel said to Mary, Thou art highly favored, when he looked down upon her heart. I thought that was quite a testimony, that God would send an angel to tell her, You're highly favored, Mary. You're a very special person unto me. I have a very special mission that I want you to accomplish for me. I believe that when God looked down upon her heart, He knew this was someone that He could trust in order to be able to handle what she was going to have to deal with. Let's look at another Scripture here in the second chapter of Luke, 34th verse. When Simeon in the temple had seen the child, it said, Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. You know, he prophesied to Mary that a sword was going to pierce through your own soul also. In other words, you're going to face some things in life that isn't going to be comfortable. You know, it's easy to trust God, and it's probably pretty easy for God to trust you and I when everything is going just the way we want it to go. When we're in our comfort zone and everything is working the way that we want it to work, it's probably pretty easy when the blessings are coming and the prosperity is coming and we're in that comfortable place. It's probably pretty easy for God to trust us and for us to trust God. But can God trust us this morning with trouble? Can He trust us with adversity? Can He trust us to be who we are when things aren't going the way that we want them to go? Can He trust us then? Throughout Mary's life, her heart would be pierced again and again. And I'd like to go down a little bit of her life and what she experienced. Even though she was pierced, even though she suffered sorrow and heartache from bearing the Son of God into this world, she was faithful to the call. Lord, help you and I to be faithful to the call. Peter says we are a chosen generation. We have been called, folks. Let's be faithful to the call. When you have been selected by God, it isn't for a one-time event. It's for the long haul. The song in the book says, I've enlisted in the service till I die. Not till things get tough or I get tired or weary or I get discouraged, but folks, God called us for the long haul. Not only in this life, but for the life to come. God has called us for these things. And can He trust us? Can He trust you this morning to go through changes in life and still not change? Can He send adversity your way, problems and troubles, things that you don't understand, and send changes in your life, but you don't change? You just stay exactly who you are, just like Mary did. Mary didn't change. She was still Mary. She was still the one that God had looked down and saw that He could trust her. Can He trust you to relocate and never move? You know, sometimes we get the idea that the way things are going for with me right now in life, that's the way things are always going to be. Not so. Not so. We may have to relocate, and by that I don't necessarily mean moving somewhere else, but I mean we might have to get out of a comfort zone. He may call us to go and do something special for Him, different than what we ever been accustomed to. But I can promise you this, if He calls you to do something for you, He will give you the grace and the courage and the strength to be able to do it. I've found that to be so. He's put me in some tight places, but He's always been there to help us through those tight places. Can He trust us? Can He trust you to be altered, yet never different? Things come into our life that affects us. Learning experiences. Things that, as I said, we don't understand. I was in a place 4 years ago that I was getting very uncomfortable with, and something was going on at home, and I wanted to be home, and I felt I needed to be home for the sake of my family. And yet I was in another place, and I was getting so frustrated, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I knew, well, what I was doing there was necessary, and yet my brother-in-law was dying at home, and I was just in a real quandary about those kind of things. Didn't know what I should do here. But yet I thought, well, my real place, when people look on and see what's happening here, they're going to say, he ought to be with his family. And that's the way I felt too. I remember walking up and down that driveway and saying, Lord, you know, I need to be home. I need to be home. And he told me to go in and read Psalm 46 and 10. And I went in and read that. And it said, be still and know that I am God. Can he trust us to be still? Can he trust us to stand in the hard places when we think we ought to be somewhere else or doing something else? Folks, I had to fall to my knees. I wasn't there. But I had to get there. I had to get there. God sometimes comes along and he alters us. He gives a deeper understanding of the consecration that we need in our life. He gives a deeper meaning to that. Mary was about to embark on a journey of her life into the very purpose of what her life was all about. Do we really know this morning what the very purpose of our life is? What is the purpose of your existence here this morning? What's the purpose of you being saved? What's the purpose of you living for the Lord? Mary was embarking on a life that was to show the very purpose of what her life was all about. And folks, that's where God has you and I today. But we're highly favored. And God will walk the path with us. And God will work with us if we'll work with the Lord. But Mary found out one thing, that the journey that she was about to go on would cost her everything. It cost her everything. The Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing and asunder of soul and spirit, down to the joints and the marrow of the bone. The Word of God pierces us. It cuts right across our humanity. It cuts right across our comfort zones. It cuts right across of what we're used to and what we accept as to be normal. Heard a man say one time, what's normal? Folks, God is a sovereign God. And God does what He will in the affairs and the hearts of men. And folks, if we've given our heart and given our life to Him, don't be surprised if He doesn't come along and have some other thing in mind for you. But it may take a deeper consecration in order for you to get there. If you're going to follow God, it's going to be to fulfill His will and His purpose for your life. And as we journey through this life, your soul may be pierced from time to time. Can He trust you? Can He trust you to deliver? To be faithful even when you've been pierced in the process? When you've been hurt? When you feel like someone has mistreated you? Someone has used you the wrong way or talked about you the wrong way? Can He trust you to be faithful? Even though your heart is pierced in the process? Can He trust you? Now here's Mary. Can He trust you with misunderstanding? I would have to think that Mary was a very misunderstood young woman when she began to show that she was carrying a child and was not married. She probably heard the whispers and the sneers and the scoffing. And I'm sure that she walked through adversities and people not understanding what was happening. Maybe Mary didn't even fully understand, although the angel told her what was coming. But nevertheless, there was a lot of misunderstanding at that time. But did she go around fighting for her rights or for herself or arguing or trying to get people to understand what was really going on? Or did she just hide these things in her heart, as the Bible says, and trust God? She must have handled it very well. Folks, when we're misunderstood, let me tell you something. God doesn't have to be defended. Whatever God is doing in your life, you don't have to defend what God is doing. Just be faithful to whatever He is doing. When He's called you for something, you can be confident, as Paul said, that He will finish that which He has started, the work that He has started in you. But you don't have to defend God. If He's called you, you're highly favored. I like that. I like the thought that we are highly favored in God's eyes. We may not be kings of the world. We may not have the royalty of the world blood going through our veins, but we got the true royalty, royal blood going through our veins this morning. We're a child of the King and a child of God. If He's going to do things in your life, it isn't for you or me to go around trying to explain and get everybody else to understand what He's doing with us. But it's for you and I to get alone with God and find out His true purpose and His true desire and what He wants to do with us in our life. Folks, I believe there's more to salvation than just coming to church on Sunday mornings and nights and Wednesdays. I believe there's a world out there. It's a dark world, and God needs some lights to shine out there. He needs some workers to go out there and go out into the highways and the byways, is what the Scripture says, and counsel people to come in while there's still time and opportunity. We've got to be willing to forego what people are going to say about us. We've got to be able, can He trust Him to handle misunderstanding when these things are going into your life? Can He trust you to hide the treasure? You know, Mary, she went over into Egypt with the child when the contract was put out on the children. Can He trust you to hide the treasure? Can He trust you to keep the treasure that He has given you and not flaunt it before everybody else? Can He trust you to keep a secret and not rush out to put it on stage for everybody else to know what it is? Can He trust us? Can He give you an ability knowing that you won't flaunt it? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts unto men. And there's gifts that God wants to give to the church for the benefit of the church. Can He give you a gift without you getting exalted? Can He trust you with a gift? Folks, He doesn't just give these things out so freely. He's got to be able to trust us like He was able to trust Mary. Oh, we need some gifts on display today. But it's a trust issue with God. Have we consecrated ourselves? Have we gotten rid enough of the world that we have emptied our hearts out and filled it up with the Spirit of Christ in our hearts that God can trust us with the treasures that He really has for us? And He has treasures for His people, folks. You know, what Mary was going through was new. It never happened before. God wants to bring you and I through places that are new, that we've never experienced before. And He wants to be able to trust us with it. We need to know how to hide it, folks, when we have treasures. I'll refer you over to Hezekiah. When Hezekiah had been sick and the heathen people had found out that the sundial had went backwards, that's what he had asked Isaiah to pray for, and the sundial went backwards, and the heathen people found out about it, and they worshiped the sun. That was one of their gods. And they sent gifts over there, and they sent men over there, and Hezekiah took them into the temple, and he showed them all the treasures. And right after it happened, here come Isaiah back. God told the prophet. God showed the prophet what was going on. Isaiah come back and said, Did you show them all the treasures? Oh, I showed them everything in God's house. I showed them the gold chalices, the cups, and all these the things that are used in there to worship God. I showed them all. And he said, For this, you're going to lose your kingdom. Can he trust us? Folks, the things that God has to give to you and I as His people are precious. They're precious things. God deems them important enough that He would only hand them out to those that He can trust. Those that He knows is going to handle His treasures in the proper way. You and I are His treasures. When He comes down and lives in our hearts and lives, we are His treasures. How we handle ourselves, how we conduct ourselves. Folks, can He trust you? Even when no one else is looking, there's a real issue with integrity today. Yes. Seem like there's just not a whole lot of integrity out there in the world today. But God is still asking for integrity from His people. Yes. Do we have that integrity that He can trust us with the treasures? You know, the devil was after that baby that Mary was carrying. I want to tell you this morning, the devil's after you too. He's after your dreams. He's after your hopes. And he's after your vision. It seems like he has been pretty successful in destroying the true vision of the beauty of the church of God. He's after those things. Just like he was after Mary. Can he trust you through separation? Some things to think about this morning. This is a question that I believe God wants to ask us here this morning. Can he trust you through separation? Remember when Mary and Joseph, they'd taken Jesus into the city, and then when they left, and they was out, 2 days' journey in the caravan? Mary looked around and didn't see Jesus anywhere. And they went back to Jerusalem and they found him in the temple, didn't they? And right then and there, he said something to her like, "Wished you not that I'd be about my Father's business?" And Mary knew, a pierce, sore, going into the heart, "I've got to give him up. He belongs to the people. He belongs to the world. He came for their sakes. He came for that purpose. I've got to give him up." You know, you and I may not always be able to maintain a relationship that we want to have with a person or with something that we are closely feel attached to. May not always be able to have that relationship. May not always be able to have that attachment. Can he trust you to be willing to be separated from it? You know, we were created for one thing, and that was for the glory of God. To glorify God. God needs to be able to trust us that when He gives you something special, you'll be willing to give it back to Him. Do you know we come here and worship Him as Jesus said, He is a spirit and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We don't have anything else to worship God with. It isn't our hands. It isn't really our mouth. We have praises, yes, but it's got to come from His Spirit from within us. He has given us everything that we can praise Him with. It's come from God. It's come from God. I think about those fellows over there on Mars Hill when Paul was walking around and looking at all those altars and he saw altars to different idols over there, and then he saw this one with the inscription "to the unknown God." Folks, it's pretty obvious to me that these folks were worshiping all these gods, but something was still lacking. Something was not satisfying. There was still a need there that they had within their bosom. And so they knew that there had to be something greater than the gods that they worshiped. I thank God there is something greater than the moon and the sun and the stars. And the things that those people worship back then. Can he trust us? That when he gives us something precious, something special, "I'll give it back to you, Lord. It's yours anyway. It's yours anyway." We give him praise and glory back to him, but it's the spirit that he put within my bosom that's where it comes from. Can we be like a Hannah? Oh, she prayed so desperately. She wanted a man child. She wanted a little boy. She went in the temple and she was praying, and Eli? He thought she was drunk. She wasn't drunk. She was praying in earnest and in agony. And she told God what? She said, if you'll give me that little boy, I'll give him back to you. Now, there ain't a mother in here that would give their children away. But folks, we've got to give them to God. We've got to commit our children. We've got to commit those that are dearest and nearest to us. We've got to commit them back to God. Can He trust us to do that? Lord, help us this morning. I hope we can get the depths of what I'm trying to get across. Can He trust you to wait for the right timing? Oh, we sometimes struggle with God's timing, don't we? Seems like God is late sometimes, but even when He's late, He's right on time. You know, Mary, she was at that wedding in Cana, and they ran out of wine. She went and told her son, they're out of wine. Woman, what have I to do with thee? My time has not yet come. You know, if Mary had any issue that I have issue with, it was her timing. It was her timing. He said, my hour has not yet come. But then she turned to them and she said, whatever He says, do it. Whatever He says, do it. Timing. Remember when Martha and Mary sent for Jesus and He didn't come? And then when He come walking down the road 2 or 3 days later, Lazarus already dead. And they went out, both of them went out there separately and said, Lord, if You'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He had a purpose in what He was doing. It went far beyond their understanding. It went far beyond the depths of man's reasoning. His purpose was that when He went there and He came to that grave, He looked up to God and He said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me, and for this purpose have I come into the world. And He raised Lazarus up from the dead. He wanted the people to see the power and the glory of His Father. And that's what He wants people to see in your life. Amen. And in my life. Amen. But He's got to be able to trust us, folks. Oh, Martha and Mary, I imagine they probably felt pretty bad when after that was over and they told the Lord, if You'd have been here, He wouldn't have died. When they saw a greater purpose. He told them, I am the resurrection and the life, didn't He? Folks, we've got to trust Him too. We've got to trust Him completely and to the fullest, because He is the resurrection. He is life for every one of us. But He's got to trust us to stay where He puts us. He's got to trust us to handle those things that He gives us. Amen. Can He trust you with rejection? Oh, we've been rejected, haven't we? We've been rejected a time or two. Remember when someone come in and told Jesus, said, your brother and your mother, they're out there. They want to see you. The crowd was so big they couldn't get inside. Did Jesus rush out there because His mother was out there? No, He didn't. But He looked around and He said, these are my mother and my brother. His purpose went beyond our human reasoning and understanding. For this cause came I into the world. He came into the world to seek and to save the lost. And these are my mother and my brethren. Yes, I know His mother was dear and precious to His heart. But folks, His main purpose went beyond the close family ties. It went beyond those things that were really dear to Him in this world, because the world to come was the world that Jesus was involved in and interested in. These are my mother and my brethren.
Can he trust you?
When you don't always get the answer that you want from him, rejection. But I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. Balaam didn't get the answer that he wanted. And he kept coming back because he had covetousness in his heart. People are not always going to respond to you the way you think they ought to respond to you. Or the way you would like for them to respond to you. Can you still be trusted to be faithful? Can he trust us with these things? Rejection. When you've been anointed and prayed for, many prayers have been prayed, and you're still not healed, and you're still carrying that affliction, can he trust you? I remember the day my sister died. She several times had done this, but she asked me to pray. This pain was so hurting her so bad in the center of her chest, and her breathing was so difficult. She wanted me to ask the Lord to take that away. Well, we had a good season of prayer for her, and shortly after the prayer was finished, a little bit later, she said, "Well, I'm sure thought the Lord was going to do that for me." The Lord didn't do it. Made me feel terrible because she was counting on me to intercede in her behalf. But I said, "Honey, let me tell you something. All I can do is ask God. God does what He will. We can't make God do anything. But we've got to call on Him and do our part. He trusts us. Can He trust us to do our part? To do what His Word tells us to do." And I said, "All I can do is ask Him, honey." And then I said, "Then the rest of it's left up to Him." But I tell you, He could trust her. She wasn't moved and wavered in her faith. Can we trust Him with those things? If the crisis doesn't go away, we know what crises are. If it doesn't go away and we've been pleading and begging, maybe even fasting and praying, and God still says no, can He still trust you? Can He still trust you to trust Him? Can He still trust you not to be changed or become disappointed or discouraged because God is still letting you wait on Him? Can He trust us to wait on Him, folks? Can you still praise Him even though He hasn't answered your prayers? Even though you're still in the furnace? Even though you're still in the battle, can you still praise Him? Lift up the fruit of your lips, the Bible says, and praise unto God. Can you still trust Him? Or can He still trust you? Can He trust you with death? Death is surely coming. You know, Mary watched her son hang from a wretched, rugged cross, didn't she? Sword pierced through her heart. Down there at the foot of that cross, Jesus looking down, speaking to John, told him to take care of his mother while I'm going. She watched Him. Everything that she had labored for, everything that she had fought for, what she had built her life around, her son died. She was there at the foot of the cross watching her son die. Can He trust us with that? Can He trust us through trauma or death of a loved one? Or death of a dream? Death of some great hope that I had? Something that I was wanting to work out so badly for me? And it just seemed like God came along and blew on it and destroyed it? Can He trust you to trust Him? Something to think about, isn't it? Something you've built your whole life around, and it seems like it's falling down around your ears. Can He still trust you? That you'll be faithful? You know the Bible says, "He that endureth to the end." He's got some enduring to do. And folks, enduring times is not always a shouting time. but it's piercings sometimes of our hearts. We suffer anguish, emotional pain, things piercing in the heart. The sister in Ohio just found her husband dead, said, "Brother Larry, that picture that I have in my mind, it's haunting me, piercing into the heart." Suddenly lost her companion of years. And she has to deal with that today. Can he still trust her? I hope so. Folks, we don't never know what life is going to hand us. But we must be able to have a consecration, and a depth of love in our hearts to God that He can trust us even when He breaks our heart. You think Mary's heart wasn't broken? Mary's heart was broken. Standing or sitting there at that cross looking at her son die. Can you come to that kind of a place in your walk with the Lord where you can say, as the writer of old said, "Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him"? There's more to this. There's a depth to the salvation that Jesus Christ died for on the cross and gave to you and I. There is a depth for you and I. And folks, sometimes I feel like there are many that are not able to attain or have not reached the full depths that God has really designed for them in their life, because they're not willing to suffer. Get me out of this, Lord. Get me out of this. Don't care how you do it, but get me out of this. I'm not willing to suffer. Peter said in 1 Peter 5:10, he said, "After you have suffered a while, He will make you perfect, strengthen, establish, and settle you." There's a lot of unsettled folks today. But it's going to take suffering to bring us to this place where God can trust us. We're going to have to be willing, and we're going to have to be able. You know, Mary may probably didn't understand what her son was doing there, that he was reconciling God to the world and the world to God through his son, Jesus Christ. She might not even remember it as the disciples. They didn't seem to remember until they saw him again. In 3 days, he was going to come out of that grave and rise again and live forever. She was at the cross, and she was trusting a God she didn't understand. Can we trust a God that we don't understand? The Bible says His ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts than our thoughts. We think we know. I understand that, believe me. I thought I knew. Lord, I need to be home. The Lord said, "You be still, and you know that I am God." And I said, "Lord, I don't understand. That's my family." And then He reminded me of Martha and Mary. Remember when He got there to the grave and it said Jesus wept? And they said, "Behold how He loved Him." He loved them as His family. But He didn't go when they called. He didn't come when they said they needed, because God had a greater purpose to fulfill. Lord, help us to be able to see that, to trust Him, that He can trust us. Amen. When He allows us to go through those kind of places. Can He trust you with disappointments? Oh, we're going to have those along the way. But I want to look at Mary, and I think Mary, after Jesus expired on the cross, she walked away from Golgotha's hill. She walked away from the cross there on that hill. But she did not walk away from God. Piercings, folks. Sorrow. Disappointments. You know, the two fellas walking on the road to Emmaus, they were disappointed. Oh, they thought this man was going to be set up and he was going to be king, and they've killed him. Well, can you imagine how the mother felt? The disappointment when she walked away from Golgotha's hill. But yet, on the day of Pentecost, She was in that upper room, wasn't she? Yes, she was. She was in that upper room when the Holy Ghost came down and filled those people. Wasn't the first time Mary had been filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know that? She was filled whenever she got her son, wasn't she? That holy thing that's born, that's going to be, you're going to bear in your body, is going to be born of the Holy Ghost. Wasn't her first experience, but all the trials, the learning that Mary had to go through by bearing Jesus. The things she had to face, the things she had to suffer when she didn't understand. But she stayed right in there and she was faithful. You know, I believe God knew that when He chose her. She was highly favored. I believe God knew that when He chose her. Mary was just like you and I. She had her own free will. She made her own choices in life. And yet God called her and used her to bring His Son into the world. She'd been filled before. I think that's such a beautiful thought. When that Holy Ghost came down and filled them there, Mary had already experienced that. Can He trust us this morning? Can He trust us to be able to say, no matter what happens, Thy will be done? Don't we want His will done in us? And you know, many times, if you're really consecrated to God, His will be beyond what you thinking that it's going to be. It's going to be beyond your reasoning and your understanding, if you'll let Him take you there. There's depths to this following the Lord. There's depths to this consecration. Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I love this verse. I referred to it earlier in the meeting, but I want to use this verse in closing. The Apostle Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. I truly believe that Mary experienced those things. And I truly believe this morning that God wants you and I. Folks, suffering brings a communion, a closeness to your relationship with God. Suffering will bring you closer to God, will teach you things that you will never learn any other way but to suffer. You'll never learn them any other way. And the Apostle Paul, he suffered some things too. And I know we all suffer things. But can God trust us not to change? Can He trust us to keep on going? Can He trust us to be faithful, to be His ambassador here in this world? He's dependent on you. He's dependent on me, folks, to be faithful. Even though the world is changing all around us, even though the modernization of this world, people have different ideas and different thoughts on things, folks, the Word of God doesn't change. And it's just as modern and fitting to this time as it was any other time of the world. Can He trust us? I'm going to leave that question with you this morning. Can He trust you? Do you have a consecration in your heart? Are you at the place in the crossroads of your life that no matter what God permits or allows to come your way or for you to deal with, can He trust you with it? Can you be faithful and say, no matter what happens, I'm going to trust You, Lord? Amen.